I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Happy Thursday and welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. It's time for our gratitude practice of the week. And today, I have a fun practice in mind that actually we haven't done in the past for this show. I mean, this show has been going on for a long time. We've had so many different kinds of gratitude practices. But this one, I don't know why, we just haven't jumped into this one yet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For today, I want us to anchor into and remember and hold space for something really exciting that we have coming our way. So I'm talking about gratitude for that feeling of anticipation, that feeling of longing for something. You know that feeling when you have something really great happening in the future? You're going to meet someone that you've been missing for a long time, or you're going to a fun gathering, or maybe you're going to your first concert post-COVID. You know, there's something happening in the future. You're waiting for something or someone or an experience. You have some sort of magic, but it's not here yet. Right? It's out there. It's in the future. It's in the distance. And this can be something big, right? It could be a trip that you're taking that you're really excited about, or maybe you're moving or changing jobs, or you have some sort of change coming up that you are really stoked about. It could also be that, oh, you're meeting a friend for coffee tomorrow, and you're just excited to have that moment of real conversation with someone that you love. Right? It could even be, and this is honestly the case for me a lot, right around like 5, 6 p.m. every day, I start remembering that tomorrow morning, I get to have the world's best matcha latte. And I have that matcha latte every morning, but 5, 6 p.m. the day before, I get so excited, just the anticipation of that feeling, right, that I'm gonna get to wake up in the morning and enjoy that beverage, which is part of a big ritual for me every morning. I can feel gratitude for that the day before, right, before it's even happened. And that's really what's sparking this practice right now, is I want us to anchor into some gratitude for that beautiful thing that we have coming our way that isn't here yet. So just to really hold ourselves in that joy, right? In that anticipation, that feeling of, oh, I'm so excited. This thing is going to happen soon, or this person is coming my way soon, or whatever it is that you are grateful for that's on its way to you. So take that moment right now to identify something that you are anticipating or waiting for or longing for, something that you know is happening, right? So it's not a wish or something really abstract, but something that's really going to happen. And then hold that feeling for a moment, right? And it doesn't matter if it's huge and life-changing or something mundane and or daily or small, or just whatever comes to mind first, whatever springs from your heart, that's usually something that really is important to you. Right? Even if it is small, it means something, you know, it might not even be small just because we label it as small. And then holding that for a moment, see if you can anchor into some real palpable gratitude for the fact that you have this amazing, beautiful moment, thing, experience, practice, person coming your way soon. And you can bring even more aliveness into that beautiful experience by here now, before it's even come your way, say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm grateful for this thing, this experience that's going to happen soon, but I'm also grateful for the anticipation of it. You know, sometimes anticipating that beautiful thing, it can be as precious and as beautiful and bring as much joy as experiencing the thing itself. So it's almost like the experience has already happened now, right? So for me, the thing that, I mean, I really have that matcha latte on my mind. I can't even begin to tell you. I am grateful. And it's more than just, I have a beverage in the morning. It is a ritual. I take my time to make it. I really enjoy drinking it. It's part of a ritual. It's not just a habit. It's this moment of presence and enjoyment that I get to have every day. And I can feel that gratitude now that I get to have that every day, even though it's something I experience every day. And even though it's something that's coming my way so soon, right? So take a moment just to really feel that gratitude. And if you like, journal a little bit about you anticipating this experience that you know you're wishing for. Maybe the thing that was brought to your mind right now was something you weren't expecting, right? Something that you didn't know was this exciting or this important to you. Journal on that a little bit, just 5-6 minutes to write your feelings down about this topic. I have a feeling it's something truly, truly special, and I'm so happy you get to enjoy it even now. Have a beautiful rest of the day, my darlings. And as usual, I'll be back tomorrow.